Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, here we are through the month of January and into the first week in February already. And if you'll remember, January was our whole idea of renewing ourselves, meaning renewing our thinking, renewing that spirit that is within us, and giving up the old, what you did in 07. You don't want to repeat in 08. And the only way that you can do that is to give up the old, you see. So that means all those old thoughts that you used to have, all those old patterns that you talk about, all those old issues you talk about, it's time to get rid of those. Financially, if you're not doing financially well, if you didn't do financially well in 07, does not mean that you are going to continue to do that in 08. You have to make up your mind that that is not going to be how you are going to do it this year, that you're going to make money this year, that you're going to have the things that you want this year. That's done with your mind. That's done with your thinking. So give up 07. And in January, because you renewed yourself, you renewed all your commitments, all your goals, what you wanted, because we forget those things, you see. And the year goes by and we think, oh my goodness, I forgot that this is what I wanted or that's what I'm doing. So it's done with focus. It's done with intention. So put your focus on what you want this year and keep your focus there. Don't allow the mind, your mind, or the outside world to distract you. You see, we get distracted all the time. Most of the time we distract our own selves because we let some thought come into our head, which is meaningless, and we think about it. You see, we don't want to think those things. So in this new year, and especially now that it's February, let's give up lack and limitation, all thoughts of lack and limitation. We don't need lack and limitation in our lives. Now, people will say, yes, but there is lack and limitation in the world. Well, did I say that there wasn't lack and limitation in the world? What I'm telling you is don't focus on the lack and limitation. What you focus on, you bring more into your life. So you have to remember to think of prosperity and abundance, especially to think of money this year. How much money do you want? I asked in a class, I think it was Thursday night class, somebody wanted money. I said, well, how much money do you want to make this year? They had no idea. They had not even a figure in mind. If you don't have a figure in mind, how do you expect the universe to do anything about that? If you're blank about that, that's what you're going to get back, is blank. But if you have a figure in mind that you can accept, that your mind can accept, you see, lots of people come to these classes, and we're new people. This class is called Prosperity and Abundance, Including Money. So people immediately want to be made rich. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not a get-rich-quick teaching. You can get rich with this teaching, but you have to learn how to stretch your consciousness and to be able to do that. You have to be able to give yourself permission to have what you want. You have to see prosperity and abundance everywhere. You have to think prosperity and abundance constantly. But you have to know what a figure amount is, 10,000 or more, 20,000 or more, 100,000 or more. Now, people say, okay, I want $100,000 this year. When you say that, it's quite possible to get that. But you have to see what your mind is saying. If you cannot accept that in your own mind, you cannot expect the mind of God or the mind of the universe to make that true for you. Because God will only do for you what you can do for yourself. If you think that you're in lack and limitation, God is not going to say, oh no, you're not. God is always going to back you up in what you're thinking about yourself. That is why we are always teaching you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. Every problem that you have, especially financial problems, but every problem across the board will boil down to the idea that you do not believe that you are deserving, you do not believe that you are worthy, you do not believe that you're lovable, and you do not believe that you matter. Now, you may be able to matter 50%. Well, you're only going to get 50% back. You have to be able to do this 100%. 100% you have to love yourself. 100% you have to know that you're deserving. That there is no refuting going on in your mind whatsoever. That there's not a negativity that comes up there to negate that. So when you're around people and around people who are talking lack and limitation, you have to block that. Either block it mentally or walk away from the people. But you have to change it. And you have to say, that's their universe, that's not my universe, and let them live there. Don't argue with them. Don't do anything. Stay in your own consciousness. Stay in your own mind. And think thoughts of abundance and prosperity and money. Know that money is always freely circulating in your life and that you always have a divine surplus. These are the thoughts that you have to do constantly. You have to do them constantly. Whatever is going on in your life at the present moment is going on in your life at the present moment because of your thinking. Because of your thinking. So if you're not experiencing what you want at the present moment, sit down and teach yourself that you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. These are the things that you can do. Then you refute everything else that's going on out there, and you keep that in mind. The other thing that you always keep in mind is that you are always moving from your good to your greater good. And regardless of what the present moment is telling you, you must say, I am moving. I am moving from good to greater good. I am moving from glory to greater glory. If you get stuck in the situation that you're in, you're going to stay there. Remember the whole idea? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. You should fear no evil at any time. If you want to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and pitch a tent there or build a condo, then you're there. You're there. It doesn't say to do that, does it? It says, I walk through the valley. You must learn to just walk right through that valley. Walk right through any circumstance that's going on in your life. You're saying, you have a power within you that is so great that if anything on the outside of life, any circumstance on the outside of life must fall before that power. Must fall before that power. These are the things that you have to know about yourself. This is how you obtain what you want. But we allow our mind, this little infinite mind, this little thing that we call our ego, to talk us out of things, to tell us that we're not worthy, to tell us that we have to wait. In this new year, make it an affirmation that the walls of lack and delay crumble around you and that you enter your promised land. The walls of lack and delay crumble around you and you enter your promised land. We're always delaying our good. We learned that as children. Wait till your birthday and you'll get that. Wait till Christmas and you'll get that. Wait till a special day and you'll get that. Wait, wait, wait. We've heard that so many times in our life. You do not have to wait in this teaching. Everything that you want is done right here and right now. All miracles are simultaneous at the moment of belief. But you must believe. What must you believe? You must believe in yourself. You must believe that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. The walls of lack and limitation crumble around me. I now enter my promised land. And think of that. Let those walls, we build walls. All the time we're building walls of lack and limitation around us. We're building every wall that keeps us from what we are doing. We are the ones that are building that. That is why Rhoda loves the saying, why are you in prison when the doors are wide open? We are not in any prison. The only prison that we're ever in is the prison of our own mind, our own thinking, and we're putting ourselves there. No one else does that but you. And this thing called God certainly does not do that to you. Remember, this thing that we call God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. Never sits in judgment. So don't sit in judgment about yourself. Don't allow your mind to tell you, well, I don't have the education. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have. I don't have. I don't have. I don't have. If all day long you're telling yourself what you don't have, what are you going to get? What you don't have. You have to sit down and say, look at all the qualities that I have. Look at all the good that's in my life. And all the good that's in my life is now multiplying. Why is it multiplying? Because I am grateful. Because I am grateful that I have this. I am grateful that I have this. Raymond Charles Barker was a great metaphysician and a religious science minister. He had a church at Alice Tooley Hall in Lincoln Center in New York, and he could fill that hall. And he used to do counseling work, and people would come to him, and they were down and out, and they hated themselves, and they hated everything. And he said to them, you have to find something that you like about yourself, and you have to build on that. He said, can you look at your little fingernail? Can you like your little fingernail? Well, yes, I think I can like my little fingernail. That's where you start then. You start with that, and if you can like your fingernail, you just keep liking and liking and liking and liking and liking till you start to like your whole self. Till you start to like your whole self. You must learn to love yourself. Loving yourself is the highest form of worship you can give this thing called God. That is why we can make the statement, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is. God does not make junk. You are not junk. Get that out of your head forever, especially in this new year. If you want 2008 to be the very best year of your whole life, you have to make it so. And you make it so by starting with those wonderful affirmations that you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And do not allow your mind to talk you out of that. Yes, we have all had hardships. And we're going to have more hardships, people. Just because you learn this teaching, just because your consciousness stretches or you rise in consciousness, does not mean that you're not going to have problems. People think, oh, when I have tons of money, I won't have any problems. They think rich people don't have any problems. Rich people have rich problems. They have problems. You're always going to have problems. When you set a goal and you want your heart's desire to come to you, you're going to have difficulties reaching it. You're going to have difficulties reaching it. But you have to know that you're going to be triumphant. You are always going to be victorious. That is what this spirit does that is inside of you. It can conquer anything. So learn to use that. Learn to see that in yourself. And say, I don't care. Bring it on. Bring it on. You see, no challenge can scare me. I have Buddhas at home. I don't know how many. Quite a few. I have one particular Buddha that stands with his hands up like this. And I call him the Bring It On Buddha. Bring it on, I can handle it. That's what you have to say to yourself. Bring it on, I can handle it. There is nothing that you can give me that I cannot handle. I can. You have to realize how strong you are. We're all strong. Don't allow your mind to tell you that you're weak and delicate and all that stuff. You are not. Human beings are resilient. Human beings are tough. You have to know that. And you let nothing on the outside of life influence you. Influence you. Especially in this day and age, I hear this is going out and that's going out and the stock market's not doing well and this isn't going on and that isn't going on. That has nothing to do with you whatsoever. Nothing to do with you whatsoever. What is going on in your consciousness is the only thing that has anything to do with your life. What you are thinking about, you are bringing about. So learn to think good thoughts about yourself. Learn to think good thoughts about everything. my friend Lana, this is her little card, and I just love this. She has on her card, my favorite. Business is good, people are wonderful, life is terrific. This should be a mantra for everybody. Business is good, people are wonderful, life is terrific. You see, we hear at the present moment that business isn't good. You're creating that reality if you join those people who are saying that. You are joining with them. Don't join people. Know that business is good. Business is always good, and business is getting better all the time. The same way you must say to yourself, every day and every way I'm getting better and better. Every day and every way I'm getting better and better. I'm learning to love myself. I'm learning this teaching. I'm learning to trust this thing that we call God. I'm learning to see abundance and prosperity everywhere. And I'm learning that money is always freely circulating in my life, and that I always have a divine surplus. These are the thoughts you need to think. These are the thoughts you need to think. You know, I tell you about going to the mailbox. I always go to the mailbox with the idea that there's going to be a check in the mail. I don't know if I told this to this class or my other class. The other day I went to the mailbox and there was a check in there for $7.56. I went, how raw, $7.56. It was from a vitamin that I used to take years ago called C something or other. I don't know. Well, here they went into a class action suit and they were giving me back some of the money I spent. I said, well, thank you. That's unexpected money. That's unexpected money. You must always look for unexpected money. It'll come to you. You don't know where it's coming from. I had no idea that was coming to me. But I'm open to it. I'm open to it. With that, does everyone have a card? Everyone. Let's do this little card quickly. By the way, this is Emmett Fox. And you remember Emmett Fox is one of our teachers, one of the mentors in my life. Love his writings, love his teaching. He is a unity minister, was a unity minister. And he's the man who wrote the mental equivalent. And if anyone doesn't have the mental equivalent, please get one or go on the internet to wonderfulme.com and the whole thing is there for you. And you, and it's read by Andy and another young lady, Audra, who used to be in our class, who still comes and goes. And it's done very well. But it's the whole idea that we live in a mental world. That we live in a mental world. And that you use your mind to bring things into your life. And that you must set up a mental equivalent. What do we mean by a mental equivalent? When I asked the lady in the other class, how much money do you want to make? And she had no idea how much money she wanted to make. She has no mental equivalent. A mental equivalent, you have to start. I want $30,000 or more. I want $50,000 or more. You hold that in your mind. That becomes a mental equivalent. This universe then must supply that to you. See, we build in our minds a mold. A mold. $30,000 or more. Now we have a mold. Now, we let the universe fill that. We let the universe fill that. I call it the great big Play-Doh factory in the sky. Remember how you put that dough in a factory and you wound it and you put that and out came something? That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Let's read this. The secret of demonstrating prosperity in the spiritual way, and on no other basis can your prosperity ever be secure, is to understand that it is to know to the point of realization that the one and only source of your supply is God, and that your business or employment, your investments, your clients, your customers are but particular channels through which that supply is at the moment coming to you from God. I passed out at the beginning of the year a wonderful treatment on prosperity, and it started with God is the source and the supply, and it is endless. And it is endless. And that's what you have to know. Yes, we want jobs. We want these things. But they are channels for your prosperity. And they come from this thing that we call God. So every day, say to yourself, God is the source and the supply of my prosperity, of my good. God is the source and the supply of my health. It's not the pills I take. It's not the doctor I go to. You have to know that this thing called God is in, as, and through you. We are the life of God. There is no other thing that we can be. There is only one life, one mind. And that life and that mind is in me right here and right now. These are the things you have to know. You are not separated from your source. You are not separated from your supply. What we do is we separate ourselves. And we say, oh, it's coming from the market out there. It's coming from my job. It's coming from this, that, and the other thing. Those are channels. And you have to open up every channel in your life. I have a friend that calls it streams of revenue coming in. Streams. So you have to say, ha, here's this great big source up here we call God. Well, I have a job. That's one channel. Now many people say, oh, well, that's it. I have one channel. I just give everything. Not me. I say, ha, there's a channel, there's a channel, there's a channel, there's a channel. Open up every channel. Open up every channel for me. Let abundance flow to me to the point that it's overflowing. That it's overflowing. You have to do these things. You have to see these things. When I want money, I know that there's a cosmic bank account. And I know that my money is in that cosmic bank account. And it's having compounded interest. Because sometimes I don't use it, I forget to use it. So it's compounding itself. So when I need money, I just reach up and I pull the string. And I allow that to come down to me. Just pull the string. How many people here have pulled the string? You want to know where your money is, you never pulled the string. You want to know where your job is, you never pulled the string. Start pulling the strings, people. It's there. Just reach up and pull. Reach up and pull. You have to have faith. You have to know that that's the way it goes. Let's look at this more closely. Is to understand, that is, to know to the point of realization. You must come to a realization, to a point that you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter, and that this isn't bull that I'm talking here, that this isn't airy-fairy stuff, that there actually is a power in the universe that is willing to do anything for you. You have to come to that realization. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. I heard a lady over there, Christine, say this evening, she has no trouble. She has no trouble getting a parking space. Pulls right up in front and there's a parking space. Anywhere she goes, she gets a parking space. Now, anywhere she goes, she ought to be able to get money. She ought to be able to get employment. She ought to be able to get love. She ought to be able to get anything. It's one source doing it all. Do you think God knows the difference between a parking space and a lover? I don't think so. So if you can get the parking space, you can get the lover, you can get the money. But you have to give yourself permission and you have to come to that realization that you know that. That you know that. Everyone here now is able to do a parking space, are they not? You see? Everyone should be able to pull up in front of any place and get a parking space. If you can do that, you're using the power of God. And if you can do that, you can do anything. It's the same power. There is not a God for parking spaces and a God for money and a God for love and a God for health. You know? Years ago, people thought that. We know now that it's unity, that it's all one, that there's only one power in the universe. So if you know that there's only one power in the universe, why aren't you getting what you want? Because you're believing in another power. You are believing in another power. You cannot. A house divided against itself will fall. You have to believe in the one power. And you have to keep going for that one power. But we believe. Oh yes, I believe in prosperity. I believe in abundance. But you know, I don't have this, and there's a lack here and a lack there. Now you're talking lack of limitation. You see, you can't talk lack of limitation and prosperity at the same time. We can only think one thought at a time, people. You can only think one thought at a time. Try to think two thoughts at a time. You can't do it. You can only think one. So what is it? You have to choose. Which one do I want to think about? Do I want to think about prosperity and abundance and money, or do I want to think about lack, limitation, I don't have a job, and this and that and the other thing? You see? If you don't have a job, say to yourself, I am worthy, deserving, totally lovable. I deserve a job. I'm good at a job. I have wonderful qualities. I have a wonderful mind. And I can draw that job to me. I hear the telephone ringing now. I hear every friend tell me, oh, there's an opening here, there's an opening there. I look in the paper and my goodness, there's the perfect job for me. And I go right out and get that job. You see? This is believing in a power that is greater than you are. But you are one with that power. And you can use that power to bring those things into your life. This has been known for thousands of years. It's called the law of attraction. It's called the law of cause and effect. You have a wonderful thing out called The Secret that talks about the law. You have a song out about the law of attraction. We attract to us what we think about. We attract to us what we think about. So now think of yourself as a magnet and say to yourself, I'm a money magnet. I'm a magnet for love. I'm a magnet for this. And then let that come to you. Are there any doubting Thomases still in the room? I'll give you example after example of how this works. This universe responds to you. It responds to every thought that you think. It always will and it always does. Now we have on this plane of action a wonderful thing that teaches that same thing to you and shows you that that is true. If you stand and you yell, I am rich, what comes back to you? A wonderful echo that says, I am rich. An echo doesn't come back and say, no, you're not. So when you say to the universe, I am rich, the universe says, you are rich. If you say to the universe, I'm poor, oh, it's just dreadful. I feel awful. The universe says, you're poor. The universe responds to you. It responds to you in like. You see? Why does it do that? Because God loves you so much and God is so polite that God is not going to contradict you. If you think you're poor, God says, okay, that's what they want. Why? Because God doesn't know rich and poor. God doesn't know rich and poor. Only you know that in your mind. In the mind of God, there's only good. There's only love. There's only opulence and richness. There aren't the other things. If there were, what would we have? We would have duality. We would have separation. And you cannot have that. This thing called God does not have the same qualities that humans have. And this is what we have to get through our heads. That God is beyond thoughts and words. That God works in a divine way that sometimes we can't understand. But we have to know that this God is always for us. It's always for us. How many people went to Sunday school and they learned God loves you? God loves you. How many people here believe that God loves you? If everyone believes that God loves you, then why don't you love yourself? You see, it's not the problem that God doesn't love you. The problem is you don't love yourself. It's always going to be the problem. What are you thinking about yourself? What are you thinking about yourself? Know that you love yourself. Find ways to love yourself. Give yourself credit. How many people have complimented themselves today? Good. You have to compliment yourself every day. Compliment yourself hourly if you have to. I do that. You know, everything I talk about, I do. And I do it more often than you really think. You know, I'm no more evolved than anybody else. And I certainly have tons of problems and so forth. But I approach them differently. And I do my affirmations. I do my treatment work. And I make myself believe. That is the choice that we have. And if your life isn't working, ask yourself, do I believe? Remember, God does not ask you to try harder. God asks you to believe more. To believe more. This whole teaching boils down to the idea that it's always done unto you as you believe. Always it's going to boil down to that. I believe I can do it. You see? And then you can do it. And you will do it. And it will come to pass, all those things. But you have to get that in to your body on a cellular level. Come to that realization that God is the source and the supply of your good. That it's not the writer's strike, it's not the this, it's not that. And once you realize that, it opens up for you. Wonderful things open for you. You see. I've said this many times, and I'll say it again. There's a completely different way to go through life than most people do. Most people are convinced by the world outside. And they go through life that way. I'm not saying that that is wrong. But there's a different way. You have to realize, oh, there's a different way for me to go through life. Oh, I can be rich. I can be rich in a different way. I can get my money in a different way than the world tells me I have to get my money. I don't have to act the way they act in the world. You want to know what's going on and how people act in the world? Turn on the television. Turn on the television. Do you want to carry on like those people? Do you want a life like those people? Do you want a life like a soap opera? Do you want a life like a B-grade movie? You see, you have to realize that you're making your own life. You're writing your own script. You're writing your own script. And then you sit down and you write what you want to write. Because you're always going to be the writer, the producer, and the star of your own life. And you're the one that's writing that life. I gave a talk a year or so ago called Map Making. We're all map makers. You have to make your own map in life. You have to draw your own map in life. If you don't, you're following somebody else's map. You're following somebody else's map. And that's pure laziness. That's pure laziness. Make your own map. And then follow that map. You see? Would America ever been discovered if Columbus didn't make his own map? Would we have had electricity if Edison followed somebody else's map? No. Civilization has advanced because people stood up and made their own maps. The people stood up and used their imagination and said, I don't care what the world is talking. I don't care what the world is saying. I'm not believing it. This is what I am believing. And this is what I am believing about myself. I am one with this thing called God. I am one with this power in the universe. And I know that this power in the universe knows nothing but prosperity and abundance. Knows nothing about lack and limitation whatsoever. So therefore, I know nothing about those things. I know nothing about those things. You see, there's no necessity for lack and limitation in the world. But we think there is, because we have a little expression, don't we? The haves and the have-nots. And you've heard that, oh, well, they have all the money, I don't have it. They're rich and I'm not. And we allow ourselves to believe that. In the mind of God, there's no haves and have-nots. There's only haves. And you can have everything. You can have everything. But you have to think better about yourself. And think better about the world that you live in. Go back to this little card from my friend Lana. Business is good. People are wonderful. Life is terrific. Say that every day. You'll see if the writers and the people that are on strike would get up every day and say, business is good and this is over. This is resolved. It would be resolved. Now it's taking longer to resolve it because the longer it goes, the longer it'll take to resolve it because now people have dug in their heels and they're in the trenches of their own thinking, in the trenches of their own consciousness, you see. Should have never happened in the first place. We'll get out of it. They'll get out of it. But only when they change their mind. Only when they change their mind. Why are they in it? I'll give you one of the ideas why they're in it. Because they'll say those studios, those people in those studios, and those high men up there want all the money. And they're greedy. And they won't give us our money. Instead of saying, those studios support us. That's a wonderful channel from God. Those men up there are generous. They want us to have prosperity. They want us to have abundance. You get what you think about. You get what you ask about. If you think that they're greedy, they will remain greedy. You see, you're the one that's making them greedy. Does this make sense to you? You're the one that's doing it. So withdraw that. See them as generous people. And they will become generous. They will become generous. Now this idea can be proven many times. There are many mothers, in fact, do it. Many times a child cannot maneuver themselves in this world. They make one mistake after the other. They don't live up to anything. They go da 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 da. But if the parent, the mother particularly, sees that child always as doing well, as a doctor, whatever, the child will eventually become that. The child will eventually become that. You see, you must love everyone in to what you want them to be. You must love everyone in to what you want them to be. But we don't do that. We say, oh, look at him, goof off, never amounts to anything, never will become anything. He's living in that consciousness. You have to know how powerful you are. You have to know how powerful you are. You are creating things all the time. You are creators. You cannot say to yourself, all that I am is God, that I am not all that God is, and then think you can't create something, because what do gods do? Gods create. And we are demigods, by the way. Many people call us godlings. Godlings. We're seedlings growing into gods. Is exactly what we'll do one of these days. Once we go through these different experiences, this is the grain going through the mill. Once we are refined down, we will turn back to this thing that we call God. It's the way it works. That's the way it works. So don't wait for that. Make up your mind in this new year, 2008, that you're going to do this, that you're going to accept this, that you're going to come to this realization, that you can have what you want, that you can make your life what you want it. But life is not a struggle. But life is a wonderful experience, and that you're using it, and that all these little challenges and mishaps and hardships that come into your life for you to solve the problem. Now, don't you feel terrific about yourself when you solve a problem? Now, if you had no problems to solve, how would you start to feel terrific about yourself? So you have to look at that problem as a wonderful opportunity to use this wonderful mind that you have. You say, well, my mind isn't so good. Well, your mind is absolutely good, because there's only one mind, and that's the mind of God. When I can't figure something out, I say, I can't do this, God, but I know you can, so you'll have to do it. So you'll have to do it. We have to learn to move ourselves out of the way. We get in our own way all the time. We get in our own way with our thinking, because we're thinking that we're not enough. We're thinking that we're not enough, or we're thinking we're less than. And you can never think that you're less than. But in this world that we live in, it always wants to tell you that somebody is better than you are. It always wants to set up competition of some sort. Television is very difficult to watch to begin with, but now it's even worse to watch, because there's all these shows on. They call them reality shows. I don't see the reality, but that's all right. They pit people against each other. And they say, you're not any good. Or you have some idiot saying, you're fired. You say, who wants to put that in their mind and in their consciousness? Who wants to say, you're not good enough for this? You can't be the top model. You can't be the American Idol. You can't be this. You're lousy. I mean, that's what's going on when you turn on the television set. It doesn't boost your spirits. Do you think it is? I can't watch them. I can't watch them. I don't watch anything with competition in it. Why don't I watch anything with competition in it? Because there's no such thing as competition in the mind of God. There is only creativity. There is only creativity. And that's what you must go back to. There is no competition here. If the world thinks that that person's better looking than that person, that's their problem. That is not your problem. You become creative. You become creative. Creativity will win out every time. And we all have creativity. We cannot say that we're part of God and think that we have no creativity in us. And I hear people say that, oh, I'm just not creative. Everyone is creative. You're comparing yourself to somebody else. Never, never, never compare yourself to anybody. You cannot do that. Why can't you do that? Because you're a unique, individualized expression of this thing called God. There has never been anyone like you before. There'll never be anyone like you again. Therefore, you're completely unique. We are all unicorns. there is nothing to compare us to. I can't be compared to Casey. I can't be compared to Kathy. Why? Because I'm an individual. I'm an individualized expression of God. This is why medicines work sometimes and don't work sometimes, because they want to tell you that one medicine fits all. You know, when I was a child, we didn't have clothes. One size fits all. Now, in this society, everything, one size fits all. One drug fits all. One thing fits all. That cannot be true. That cannot be true. You see, we say, oh, well, your body works exactly the way mine does. Huh. Similar. Similar. But not exactly. Not exactly. My heart beats differently than your heart beats. My digestion does differently than yours. We all have it. But you cannot say that everything is alike. We are not alike. So don't compare yourself to anything. Think of the snowflake. All the millions of years of snow has fallen on this planet. Not one snowflake has ever been like another snowflake. Every one is different. They're all snowflakes. But they're all different, aren't they? They're all different. So this is what you have to think of when you're thinking about God. You have to know that God made you differently. Therefore, things are going to come to you differently than they come to other people. And we want to say, oh no, you have to do it exactly like this person, exactly like that person. And then, no, you have to do it exactly like you do it. Exactly like you do it. You see, years ago, they, in tools that they're handing out for to organize and so forth, a cluttered desk and so forth. You could not have a cluttered desk. If you wanted to succeed in business, your desk had to be prim and proper. Everything had to be in its right place. Now they realize that doesn't work for everybody. That doesn't work for everybody. You see? How many people have a messy desk? And I can find everything on my desk. I know exactly where it is. I can pull here and there. If I straighten the desk out every once in a while, I go, oh, now where did I put that? Now where is it? Some people can do it. Some people can't. You have to know yourself. You see, how do I operate in this world? Not how does somebody else operate in this world. How do I operate in this world? You know, we go to seminar after seminar after seminar after seminar trying to be like somebody else. Somebody stands up and tells you this is the way it's done. You want to unclutter your closets, you do it this way. Why don't you figure out how to do it your way? Why don't you figure out how to do it your way? And love yourself for the way you do things. Instead of saying, well, I don't do that much, you know. I don't know. I had many people years ago used to come to me. Well, you know, I procrastinate all the time. I don't get anything done. I said, well, you must get some. Well, not like so-and-so. I said, but you're not so-and-so. You're not so-and-so. Give up that idea that you procrastinate all the time. You're always doing something. You're always doing something, are you not? You see? But you let your mind tell you, oh, you're not doing anything. You're procrastinating, you see, because the world tells you what? You have to be doing something. You have to be doing something. And I'm telling you, you have to be being something. You have to be being something. What are you being? You have to sit and just be and love yourself for just being. Learn to love yourself for who you are, each and everything. And don't say, well, I have this bad habit or that bad habit. If you work on your bad habits all the time and think about your bad habits all the time, you're never going to get rid of them. If you start accepting those bad habits, they'll fall off. They'll just go. I have given up many, many things in my life. Never did I struggle to give them up. Now, sometimes it took me years to give them up. But I knew eventually I'd give them up. I never beat myself up about it. I started to give up smoking. 20 years it took me to give up smoking, but I started. And I knew I'd eventually give up smoking. It took me 20 years to do it. But I gave it up. Same way with drinking. They fall apart. But you have to love yourself while you're doing those things. The more you hate yourself, if you hate yourself, you're going to take it on your drink. Now I feel better. No. You don't feel any better. Sit and be. Sit and love yourself. Your whole life will change. Worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. You have that power inside of you. To be fearful. You cannot be fearful and say that you have a God. You see? That would be separation. If you say, I believe in God, then there's nothing to fear. You see? So if fear starts to come in, you have to sit yourself down and you have to say, listen here, I believe in God. And this fear is coming from absolute nothingness. It has no power behind it whatsoever. And I am now telling it to go back to the nothingness from whence it came. And then don't breathe life into it. You see, you're the one who breathes life into fear. Don't breathe life into those things. Don't breathe life into anything you don't want. Don't do it. You see? And think of that. You can say, I'm not breathing any life into that. Let it suffocate itself. And it will go away. It only stays because you're giving it life. Don't give it life. I have tons of thoughts all day long. Horrible thoughts sometimes, dreadful thoughts sometimes. But I don't breathe life into them. I let them go in one side and right out the other. Just watch them go. Just watch them go. That's what you do. Do not get hooked on those thoughts. Get hooked on the thought that you want. That money is always freely circulating in your life. That you always have a divine surplus. That is what you want to think about in this new year. And don't wait a whole year to do this. You see, you're the one. There's no time in the mind of God. Why is there no time in the mind of God? Because the only power there is in the now. And this God that we worship, this God that we think about, is in the now. And we call it a living God, because God only lives in the now. God has no past. Only we have a past. You see? What is the main quality that we know about God? God makes all things new. God makes all things new. God doesn't say, well, I did that last year, so I think I might as well just reuse that this year, so bring it over here. So you have to remember that about your own self and say to yourself, huh, I make all things new, and this year I am making myself new. I am finally going to come to the realization that I am a wonderful human being, that I am worthy of
deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter. This is what I'm going to think about in 2008. And I'm going to make this the very best year of my life. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.